The number of women experiencing homelessness across the country is on the rise, and studies show that unhoused women face both unique health challenges and limited dedicated health services. For the latest in our series, Here to Help, NPR's Vanessa Romo spent the day on Los Angeles' Skid Row with one doctor who hopes to bring these women life-saving resources.
Standing on a busy street corner, Mary Marfis tried to block out street noise. Dogs barked, music blared, a constant thrum of cars drove past. But Marfis is used to the commotion.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Mary, and this is our team, our medical team. We're over at Union Rescue Mission. How are you doing today?
Marfis, who's known throughout this part of downtown LA as Dr. Mary, is the Family Medical Services Director at the Union Rescue Mission, which operates a homeless shelter. It's a Christian-run organization that's one of the oldest and largest shelters in Los Angeles. Officially, her work is treating the residents at the shelter. Unofficially, she also provides medical care for the people living on the streets nearby.
You want me to listen to your lungs and see if they're doing okay? Right here on the street corner, yeah? All right.
The doctor put her stethoscope up against the back of a young woman named Hermione. She declined to give NPR her full name out of fear for her safety. Turns out, Hermione has asthma and needs a new inhaler. Marfis offers information about a few nearby clinics that would take her as a walk-in patient, but Hermione says she's already on her way to check into the shelter.
I want to get the room first and not get the clinic. Okay. I don't want to lose my spot.
All right. Yeah, I don't want you to lose.
Marfis says this is what typically happens with her patients, both inside the shelter or on city sidewalks. Their top priority is finding stable housing. Their health is toward the bottom of the list. As a result, smaller problems such as infections, cuts, or chronic health issues often fester and become much more serious, she says. And that's particularly true for the women she treats.
I noticed that so many of the women's health issues were neglected.
A 2024 study on homelessness in Los Angeles by the nonprofit research organization RAND found that Skid Row's unsheltered population continues to skew older and female. And according to Marfis, they face even more challenges than the men. The shelter recently surveyed female residents to get a better picture of their health.
How many of you had a pap smear? Do you remember ever having a mammogram? And it's something like 87% were not up to date with their preventative health screening. So we asked our clinics around the area, and nobody really had those services to offer.
Marfis is haunted by one case in particular. A couple of years ago, she met with a woman who'd suffered from lower abdominal pain for decades. The woman went from clinic to clinic seeking help, but she also had to move around a lot to find shelter. So finding the root cause of the pain was difficult without consistent care from a doctor to see the case through. It wasn't until Marfis and her staff conducted an hours-long medical history with the woman that the team came up with a theory. They realized
she'd had an IUD placed 32 years prior, never taken out for whatever reason. She just didn't know.
An emergency hospital visit confirmed that the forgotten IUD, which can last from 3 to 10 years, was incarcerated into her lower uterine wall, Marfis says. The IUD was ultimately removed. The incident lit a fire in Marfis. In December, she launched the first phase of a new women's health initiative at the shelter, starting with regular town halls to raise awareness about important screenings, including cervical and breast cancer checkups. But it's the next phase that Marfis believes will make the greatest difference. The Union Rescue Mission has partnered with the local hospital to bring a mobile health van to the shelter twice a month.
And we're going to get them to do mammograms and then hopefully some cervical cancer screening.
That could be life-saving. Studies show that homeless women die from breast cancer at nearly twice the rate of the general population, largely due to a lack of access to adequate care. Unfortunately, she says, they've hit a few red tape and logistical snags, and they're 3 months behind schedule. But Marfis is an optimist.
I know how to advocate for it, so we're gonna get it done no matter what.
She estimates they'll begin screening patients by next month. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.